MRAP breaking news.
All right, we're going to do a quick take here because there is a study that just came out that's being sort of inappropriately reported in the press about mask wearing. It's the DanMask 19 study. It's a Danish study. It was performed in April and May of this year. It just got released in the Annals of Emergency Medicine. And it doesn't show what lots of people say that it shows. So the question they wanted to ask was, wearing a mask when you're outside, will it reduce your chance of getting infected? So they did a randomized trial. They put 3,000 people into a mask-wearing group, 3,000 people into a non-mask-wearing group. So they said to the people in the mask-wearing group, spend about 3 hours a day outside, do the normal things that you're supposed to be doing, the physical distancing and the washing of hands, but wear a mask, and here is a nice mask for you to wear. And then at the end of around a month, they started doing testing on these people in the placebo group and in the mask-wearing group and looked at whether they had become infected. This testing was done at home. It was serological testing. And then the people themselves then wrote in their results as they did these post-study surveys. Now, the single biggest thing about this article is to understand that it was about, did masks reduce your chance of getting SARS-CoV-2? That's not what the public health people are asking us to wear masks for. They're asking us to wear masks to reduce our chance of spreading it to somebody else, particularly if we are asymptomatic and don't know it. So this was not a study about whether it reduces community spread. It was about whether it would reduce your chance of getting it. But the single biggest problem with this study, the overwhelmingly giant problem with this study, as in all studies like this, was that 50% of people didn't wear the mask. 50% in the mask-wearing group didn't wear a mask. Or they wore it, completely wrong. So it kind of invalidates the study right at the beginning. And the level of disease in this population was pretty low. It was only about 2%. So the study didn't reach the size of the number of infected people to be able to actually statistically say if there was a difference between the two. It kind of trended a little bit towards the mask wearers were better. But again, too small to really say. So overall, the best you can say about this study is, we don't know. And that's unfortunate. But mask wearing studies are very difficult. And there's actually lots of observational studies and there's some other randomized trials. And nothing is absolutely conclusive about the use of masks by lay people to reduce their chance of getting infected or infecting other people. But I can tell you one thing that didn't occur. Nobody in the mask group died from wearing the mask. Nobody got a severe reaction from the mask. Although I will say this is not a mask wearing culture. And 14% of people said that they got reactions from other people because they were wearing a mask. They were mad at them. Why are you wearing a mask? Which is silly. But of course, here in the United States, it would be much more than 14%. So it has been suggested that if you wear a mask and somebody sort of coughs all over you, you're less likely to get a whole bunch of droplets, less likely to get infected, or, and this is really important, less likely to get severe disease. To do a study to show that, you'd really have to have very good mask compliance, and you'd have to have a very, very large number of patients, and then a large number of people getting infected to see if that is true. This study certainly couldn't do that, but I'll say this. If somebody accidentally coughs on me, I'd rather be wearing a mask to get rid of the biggest, dirtiest droplets, because I think there's a pretty good chance that will reduce my chance of getting infected, or at least having an overwhelming number of virus, and probably, therefore, reduce my chance of getting a very severe infection. I don't know that, it's untested, but I'd also wear a parachute if I jumped out of a plane. And that hasn't undergone a randomized trial either. I'm just saying, sometimes a little common sense is good. But mask wearing itself, in this circumstance, is not really the point. The point is whether wearing a mask is a simple, easy public health thing to do, which may significantly reduce your chance of spreading it to other people. And until we know, we may as well do it because it's simple and cheap and easy and might reduce your chance of infecting other people. Now, if you're a high-risk person and you have to go out into the world, then will the mask help you? I don't know, but I strongly suggest you wear one for the reasons we just outlined. So it's a little disappointing. I'm not mad at the researchers because they list all of the limitations in this article. They say, we've got a problem here. We don't really know. This doesn't really move the needle one way or the other. But my concern is that the way that the press is pushing this, like masks don't work, masks don't work. So please be clear. This was a study that was incredibly flawed. Half the people didn't even wear the mask. And it was not about what we're talking about here in the US and across the world, wearing masks to reduce spread to other people. It wasn't about that. So stop talking about it as if it was. Herbert out.